I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest is Dr. Anne Marie Evers, an ordained minister and doctor of divinity. She is district president of the International New Thought Alliance for British Columbia, Canada, and co-chair of Kids Camp for INTA World Congress, Phoenix, Arizona. Anne Marie Evers, the affirmation doctor, has spent much of her life living to empower others through the teachings of affirmations. Her books, e-books, columns, cards of life, children's programs, writing, and more inspire, guide, and help thousands of people with positive and proven results. Some of her career highlights include international motivational speaker, best-selling author, radio, TV, internet host, radio talk show host for Coast to Coast and worldwide on the web for the past 4 years, workshop facilitator, Cards of Life reader, CEO of Affirmations International Publishing Company, columnist, Contact Talk Radio Weekly Publications, freelance writer, author of 3 affirmation books and many e-books, book Affirmation, Your Passport to Happiness is in the 8th edition, author with Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Wayne Dwyer, Wake Up and Live Life, The Life You Love, Life and Spirit, author, creator of the Cards of Life, creator of 3 children's programs, author of 6 affirmation booklets, co-author of the Don't Die With Your Dreams Inside CD with Greg Norman. More information is available at www.annemarieevers.com. It's good to have you back on the Holistic Health Show, Anne Marie, and I look forward to hearing more about affirmations. Now, first, Anne Marie, can you tell us what you mean by affirmations?
Oh, I sure can. And hello, Carl. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
And wonderful to be back on the show. And what I say affirmations are, they're simply similar to prayers, wishes, or goals, only they're more structured and specific. And, you know, to affirm really is to make firm. And simply put, the basis of all affirmations is simply positive thinking. And I'm so excited because I use affirmations in every aspect of my life and have been for many years.
Mm-hmm. And Anne-Marie, what are the components of a good affirmation?
Oh, I love you asking that question because the affirmation process that I teach is simply what I do is I say to people to get a piece of paper and put a picture or a sketch of what they want so they have something to focus on the paper, and then write the affirmation and simply as follows. I, your name, deserve and now have whatever you want. Like if you want a loving, lasting, happy relationship, you want that perfect, lasting, successful career, or whatever you want, being very specific, and then you say to the good of all parties concerned, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you date and you say, I fully accept, and you date and sign it. And now you've made a firm and binding contract with your higher self, God, creator, universal mind, whoever you believe in. And it's so powerful. And to do a proper master, I call it a master affirmation, you need to have the 3 P's, Carl. It needs to be personal, positive, and present tense. And you need to be positive, of course, say what you want, and it must be to the good of all. And that includes you, the maker. So I've done affirmations for everything in my life, and I'm so excited because they really work.
Now, do you say these each day, or do you put them away, or do you put them out where you see them, or what?
Well, that's a very, very good question, Dr. Carl. What I do is I suggest that people do their, what I call the master affirmation, which is they write it out exactly as I've said, saying exactly what they want, being very specific. And when they have written it out or put it on the computer and then I get them to make it colorful. I get them to put color. If they're doing one for relationship, use pink. One for money, use green. Mm-hmm. If you're doing one for health, use blue. And then I suggest that they put it in a plastic insert sheet, and then your work is done. You don't do your master affirmation over and over. You just do it once, mm-hmm. like you do your last will and testament. And then the procedure is simple. You take out your master affirmation and only one affirmation on a page. Because if you give a confused order, you could get a confused answer. So I always suggest be specific and put them on separate pages. And then, Carl, all they do is they take their master affirmation out in the morning and in the evening, and they simply read it over. And as they read it over, they allow all the words to sink deep into their subconscious mind. And then after they read it over, they simply step ahead in their mind at, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, three mm-hmm. or 4 months, and mm-hmm. they visualize the end result. And they see whatever they're affirming happening. They hear, if you're ordering up a relationship, you see the outline of the person. You don't need to see the person, just the outline. And you hear him or her saying your name, I love you. You feel their arms around you or the ring on your finger. And you, for smell, you smell your favorite fragrance. And for taste, if you can take a drink of fresh sparkling water, do so. If not, visualize biting into a juicy apple. And then you put that away and you go on to your next, you know, on about your day. Mm-hmm. Or go on to your next affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it difficult to visualize?
No, I don't know. If some people have trouble visualizing, then I tell them just to keep practicing, because practice, as you know, makes perfect. So I believe that when you do the five senses, because we do have five physical senses, and that makes the affirmation, in my opinion, manifest a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, will it manifest anyhow, or do you have to do the visualization?
Well, I know I've done them, they've manifested without visualizing, mm-hmm. but as you and I both know, a lot of the people that are athletes and they use visualization, don't they? In visualizing, they win games, and they use, I know a lot of the famous ones do them. You know some of them, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they do that. And but I think it's just a matter of doing the affirmation and believing it. And get some, before you do your affirmation too, just relax and do a little short meditation and clear your mind of any negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just so your mind is open so that you can put these positive thoughts into your mind where they take root and grow and become, manifest what you are affirming.
Mm-hmm. Now, Anne-Marie, can you give us an example of an affirmation that, and then follow the process through what you would do with that particular affirmation?
I certainly can. Thank you very much. Now let's take career, because I get a lot of emails now about people that are looking for jobs, career mm-hmm. in this economy. So what a person would do is they would simply, first of all, decide what they want. That's very important, to decide what they want to manifest, what kind of a position. And then when they have that firmly in their mind, they simply write out an affirmation that says, I, your name, deserve. It's very important to feel you deserve and now have, putting in the present tense, the perfect, lasting, successful career for me, wherein I receive in excess of, and they put whatever amount of money that's believable to them,
mm-hmm.
and they can put yearly or monthly, and then net or gross, very important to put that down, and then they can say, my employers are happy with my excellent work and reward me accordingly with bonuses and raises, and I enjoy happy and harmonious work conditions, and then I'm happy and fulfilled using my creative abilities to the good of all parties concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then they say, I fully accept. They date and sign it. And now, as I say, they've made a personal contract with themselves. Now, the next step is, of course, to blow breath into your affirmations by taking action.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't do your affirmations and expect it just to drop out of the sky. I believe we need to do some action. Like you and I could stand in an elevator all day and affirm it moves to the third floor, but until someone takes action, you, me, or someone else, it's not going to work. So I believe we need to take action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anne-Marie, are there times when you might not want to limit? For example, you mentioned the amount of money that you would want to come in weekly. Are there times that that might be limiting and you'd want to be more open-ended, or would that not work?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Carl, and that's why I say in excess of.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the minimum amount that you can believe and then put in excess. So that leaves it wide open to whatever. Or you could put the ideal amount of money, or you could use whatever feels good for the person. And I always teach, take the words that I say and use the ones that resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Make up your personal affirmation and make it the information that comes from within in the person themselves. That's making it very, very powerful.
Great. Good. Anne Marie, some people say that affirmations do not work. I've had a woman in my Search for God group who says, well, I do them for a week or so, and then I stop because they haven't worked. So what are some common reasons that affirmations do not work?
Oh, that, you know, I'd have to laugh at that. That's a really good question, too. And, you know, I laugh because I think if people want to be in good physical shape, do they go to the gym for a week and then say, wow, it's not working, my muscles aren't working? Of course they don't. They go and they do them over and over again. And usually when people tell me affirmations don't work, that really, if I'm doing a workshop and somebody says, Dr. Evers, affirmations don't work, I say, you know, that's great. Would you come up to the front? Would you mind coming up and telling us why? What are you doing? And so they'll say, well, I'm doing one like this. One man says, affirmations don't work. And I said, oh, can you tell us about it? Well, he says, I like the lady next door. And I said, well, and she's not talking to me. And I said, well, tell me about the lady next door. And he says, well, her husband's not very nice to her. I hear him yelling at her. And I said, well, first of all due respect, that's not a proper affirmation, because I always teach we never take from anyone or hurt anyone. And everything we do must be to the good of all parties. And I said, does she talk to you? And he says, well, she just waves and says hi. And I said, well, wouldn't it be better to do an affirmation? So I got him up to the front, and he did an affirmation that he deserved and now had a loving, lasting, happy relationship with the perfect lady for him, and that he was happy. And so I helped him write it out, and he took it home. And then he comes back about a year later, and I didn't even remember him. And he said, look, I want you to meet Henrietta. And I said, oh, hi, Henrietta. He said, but you don't understand. He said, she's the one I ordered up. So, he thought he was doing an affirmation, and one lady said to me, well, I did an affirmation, it didn't work. And I said, what was your affirmation? She said, that I met a man. And I said, well, you could walk out the street and meet the mailman, you've met a man, right? So I said, be more specific. And one lady was doing an affirmation. She was trying to get money for a grant. And she was saying, instead of saying a grant for what I need for this situation or being more specific, she just said, I have my grant. Guess what? She met a fellow named Grant and married him. So now she has her grant. So it's very important to be specific. I tell people, you know, you have to be specific at what you want. See, I look at affirmations, Carl, like your order to the universe. And if you were to send to say, Sears catalog or Roebuck, Sears and Roebuck, whatever, and say, please, dear sirs, please send me a shirt, they'd write back and say, dear Mr. Carl, please be more specific. What size, what color, what material, what price, what number, and everything, because, and then this is so we can fill your order. So that's why I say it's very important to be specific.
Great. Good. So, Anne Marie, this is all very interesting. And is there anything else you would like to say about affirmations before we look at your books and services?
Well, I'd just like to say, folks, affirmations, when properly done, always work. And I say that at the end of every chapter of my book. And now I say, affirmations, when properly done, always work. Sometimes, maybe not in our time frame or as we think they should, but they always work. And you know that, too. You can look back. And I remember doing an affirmation years ago and just putting it away and just saying, I'm a talk show host. And at that time, I didn't know anyone. And since then, I've done hundreds of talk, been a talk show host for hundreds of shows. And it worked. And I didn't really believe it that much. So sometimes affirmations work even though when we don't believe it, if all the conditions and everything are right and the vibrations and everything.
I remember hearing that Edgar Casey's son, Hugh Lynn, once said, be careful what you wish for because you may get it.
And that usually, is so true.
And yes. Usually by the time we get something, we've gone on to something else we wanted and we've forgotten. And we may not even especially want it at that point because better things have come along. But
exactly. And that brings up another good point. You know, be sure and change your master affirmation that you have in that plastic insert sheet. As you change, your affirmations change, because what you wanted 6 months ago, maybe you wouldn't want today, or mm-hmm. 2 years ago, you wouldn't want today. So I say it's very important to keep them up to date. And what I do is, when I do an affirmation and it comes true, what I do is I have the affirmation on one side of a loose leaf book, and then on the other side, I take a big picture of when it happens, and I put a big check mark and say the date it manifested. Then that creates a wonderful faith builder for me, because when I start a new one, I think, how do I dare not believe when all these affirmations come true? And I have all these books of affirmations. Mm-hmm. And I even did an affirmation for perfume one time, and I ended up with 88 bottles, and I stopped doing it because I had too many.
Hmm. I have a little book that I keep similar to that, but it's after the fact. It's things that most people would call miracles that happen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And it's things that I think are a result of my belief in God and in angels and in asking for the things that I want, because I understand that they're there to help us and will help us if we ask.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, if you come to my house and my studio here, you'll see angels out in my front yard. And I even have a little sign that says, slow, angel crossing. And I have a neon angel in my window. When people come to visit, I turn it on and they can see this flash, like they says, well, just follow the angel. And that's mm-hmm. where they come. Like, and in the back, I have a little angel chapel in my backyard, too.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Anne Marie. Now, would you tell us about your books and services and how the listeners can reach you?
Okay, thank you very much for asking. My website is annemarieevers.com, my name, annemarieevers.com. And I also have Anne Marie's Angel Chapel. And if people want to check that out, they just go to, you can check on the internet, just Angel Chapel, and it comes up. And I have written many books. I think I've written about 30 of them altogether or more. But my main book is Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness and Much More. And it's now in its 8th edition, and it started in 1988. Mm-hmm. So that's been a long process. Mm-hmm. And it's on sale, of course, at Amazon.com.
You also did one with Wayne Dyer.
Oh, with Dr. Deepak Chopra and Dr. Wayne Dyer, and it's
right.
called Wake Up and Live the Life You Love in Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're pretty well known, too. That's
oh,
why I brought
wonderful.
That one up.
Yes, yeah. they are, yes. And in my books, I do have a picture of Dr. Deepak and I with him, with me, with the book in my hand, at the one that we wrote.
Great. Well, I thank you very much, Anne Marie. This has been very interesting, and I look forward to talking with you again in the future about affirmations.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, if any of our listeners out there would like to know how to do affirmations, just ask them to send me an email at annemarieevers@shaw.ca. And I help a lot of people do tailor-made individual affirmations that really, really work.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Anne Marie.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, and looking mm-hmm. forward to having you on my show coming up soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. And now for a word about the new spring issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. As usual, this issue is a gourmet delight of wonderful stories, music, and movies, so it is difficult to select a few to mention. I start with interviews with two well-known stars, Linda Gray of Dallas fame, who talks about what moves her and what keeps her moving, and the role of gratitude in her life. Then Anne Margaret talks about her life and love, her 45-year marriage, and her abiding faith in God, and how this has been a part of her life and career. Both are inspiring stories. It was great to see Jay-Z Knight in my interview with her. Jay-Z is the channel of Ramtha and is considered by many to be one of the most charismatic spiritual leaders of the modern age. She also made an appearance in another video on this issue, the interesting story of Jonas Elrod, who woke up one day and could see angels, demons, auras, and ghosts, and what this means for him. As a 38-year lung cancer survivor who used controversial natural products when given 6 months to live, I was immediately drawn to the article on a miracle cure for cancer, in which the author discusses the controversy around the natural product guanabanus and the successful experiences from clinical and research studies. Another area of interest as I get older is living a healthy life, and the article on secrets of a long life from the 94-year-old who keeps busy with poker, bridge, and competing in bowling is an inspiration to me and to all. Last, not to be missed, is a violin performance of Estrellita by Charlie Seam and the song L.A. City sung by Connie Lim. You won't want to miss these and other stories, music, and videos in this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. Did you ever hear of Jolly Toologist? Well, meet the world's number one and only Alan Klein, my second guest. Through his books and presentations, Klein shows people worldwide how to deal with everything from traffic jams to tragedies. Alan got into this unusual line of work after his wife died of a rare liver disease at the age of 34. He saw how humor helped her and those around her cope. He also saw how humor helped him get through that loss. He now teaches others how to find some in trying times. Those audiences include people in 48 states, as well as Israel and Australia, and clients from IBM to the Internal Revenue Service. Klein is an award-winning speaker and best-selling author. He is the recipient of a Toastmasters Communication and Leadership Award and a Certified Speaking Professional designation from the National Speakers Association, where less than 800 of its 4,000 members have this honor. Klein has authored, among other books, The Healing Power of Humor, Quotations to Cheer You Up, Words for Down Days, and The Courage to Laugh. The first book, The Healing Power of Humor, shows people how to use humor to deal with everyday trials and tribulations. The latter book, The Courage to Laugh, documents how people have used humor to triumph over tragedy. Klein has a master's degree in humor from St. Mary's College in Minnesota and is well suited to his subject. Years before becoming a Jolly Toologist, Klein was nicknamed the King of Whimsy because he designed all the children's shows at CBS Television in New York. Among those productions was one you probably remember, The Captain Kangaroo Show. Klein is both the editor of the Mid-Month Mirth Memo e-zine, founder of International Mirth Month, and president-elect of the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor. Comedian Jerry Lewis has said that Klein is a noble and vital force watching over the human condition. And who would have thought that it would be as a Jolly Toologist? I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Alan, and I look forward to hearing about quotations. Now, first, Alan, your quotation books have sold over 400,000 copies. How did you start compiling the first one?
Great question, Carl. I never thought I'd be writing quotation books, but my first book was The Healing Power of Humor, and in each of the chapters or the sections, I would open it with a quotation. So in writing that book, I started to collect lots of quotations in order to find just the perfect one to introduce the section. And after that book came out, I just looked and I had hundreds of quotations about humor, laughter, play, you know, joy, happiness. And I thought, wow, I wonder if this would make another book. So I'm a professional speaker, and I was at my National Speakers Association conference, and Og Mandino, the writer, I forget what his main book is. His books have sold millions of copies. But he was speaking at that meeting, and he said, if you have an idea for a book, come and get this label. This is my publisher. And if you send them your idea with this label, they're guaranteed to get back to you in 2 weeks, which in the publishing world is a pretty good offer.
Right, right.
So I sent them this idea for a book of, you know, uplifting quotations, and they bought it. And the book came out, and they sold 5,000 copies within a year, but they didn't reprint it. They thought that wasn't enough. So I asked for the rights back, and they said, no, you can't have them. And then several months later, I got a letter. It was pre-computer email time, I got a letter saying they sold it to Random House, and Random House took it. They put it in a gift kind of hardback book and got it in gift stores all over the country, and then did so well they kept asking me to write and put together another one and another one. And that's how I got 7 or 8 quotation books, which are now being reissued by another publisher. And they just got them, one of them last year they published called Change Your Life, A Little Book of Big Ideas. They got it into all the Hallmark card stores around the country.
When they republish, do you change it at all, or is it just still the same book?
It's the same book, but the cover is different, the introduction's different, the title is definitely different. The forward, the one that they got in Hallmark stores, Change Your Life, Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup did the intro to that. I have another one they're putting out this year called The Art of Living Joyfully, and the writer Sark, S-A-R-K, she does a lot of kind of fun books, so she's going to write the testimonial for that one, and and so it has a new cover, a new look, different kind of format, but it's the same material inside.
Good. Then, Alan, why do you think that your books on quotations are so popular?
I think people realize there's a lot, you know, first of all, we're in a very busy time, you know, why we have email, why we have Twitter, where you have to say something, you know, 140 characters. And I think quotations, you know, for people that don't have time to sit down and read a quotation book you can pick up, you can almost open it to any page and find something that will inspire, motivate you for the day. I also realized at one time the books were published by Random House, and I had a 3-book contract with them. And by the third book, by the third quotation book, I was kind of getting, you know, a little tired of putting them together. And this little voice in me kept saying, why don't you write a real book? This is not a real book. Why don't you write a real book like the first one, The Healing Power of Humor? And then I started to get letters from people, and a couple really touched me. One, a woman said she's in her 60s and she was violently raped when she was a teenager, and for over 50 years, she never told anyone about it. And then she opened my book and found a quote by Dale Carnegie about taking back your power, and that when you're angry with someone, you're not hurting them because they don't even know you're angry. You're hurting yourself. And take back your power. And she said, I took that quote, I put it all over my house. She said, and she said, you have changed my life. From one quote. So I think that's what short quotations, it gets right to the point. It encourages people, motivates them, inspires them. It's why I always like to put one, like, before my section in a book because mm-hmm. it kind of capsulizes what I'm going to be saying.
Mm-hmm. Then, Alan, do you have some other stories about people that have used the quotes to make changes in their own lives?
Well, there was another one from a teenager, and she said, it was really interesting, the beginning of the letter said, you know, this is not a school assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing to you about this on my own. She said, you don't know how you've influenced my life. And again, it's a one quote she found. She mm-hmm. said, my father gave me one of your quotation books. And it was for my birthday. You know, it's not something I really wanted. I just put it by my side of the bed. I never opened it.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 months later, he passed away. And she said, one day, and I was very depressed, and she said, one day I picked up the book, found a quotation. It was as if it was in his voice, and it just totally uplifted me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, every day now, I put a picture of him in that page of the book. Every day I pick up the book, I read that quote, I hear his voice, and she said it has really helped with me get rid of my depression.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what words can do, the power of
right.
words to change people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Alan, do you have a favorite quote of all of your quotes?
Well, can I quote my own?
Mm-hmm. Is it your favorite?
Yeah, it is my favorite. In fact, I think I have it on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, our attitudes are the crayons that color our life.
Mm.
Our attitude are the crayons that color our life. I so believe that
mm-hmm.
our attitude towards, you know, because things happen and some people, they don't like traffic jams.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are fine in a traffic jam, and other people get really upset. It's
mm-hmm.
really your attitude that makes the difference.
Right, right. And what people don't realize is that your attitude then affects your behavior, which then affects your future.
Right,
because
we create our future. Could affect your health.
Right, definitely, right. Yeah.
So it's all tied in. It all begins with that word that begins with an A, like beginning of the alphabet, attitude. You know, Viktor Frankl in a concentration camp talked about changing his attitude every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he found some humor with another prisoner, which is hard to believe, but he did. And he credits it with the attitude. He said, it's the only thing we have. We have that choice. Every day we're making a decision. Are we going to be positive or negative?
Mm-hmm.
In every little thing we do. I mean, we don't even realize it sometimes. But it's our attitude that really, I think, colors our life.
Right. And I think that the more you're positive, the easier it becomes. And after a while, it's just an automatic thing, and the negativity drops away.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time in my life when people used to raise their finger at me. Often when I was driving. Now, that hasn't happened, I bet, in 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to get angry when I was driving on the highway. I don't anymore. And so it makes a difference how you react to what is happening.
It's interesting because I learned about a positive attitude from my father, who was very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how it didn't, not only did it not, you know, it took the joy out of life, having a negative attitude. Everything is, you know, like against you.
Mm-hmm.
So the joy is gone. But in some respects, and this is, you know, people think I'm nuts when I say this, but you kind of create that world. And
right.
So I live in California, and they lived on the East Coast, and they took the train and had a change in Chicago to get a different train.
Mm-hmm.
And for a month, he kept telling me how he's afraid to change trains because his luggage will get lost.
Oh.
And what, or, you know, not get on the next train. What do you think happened, Carl?
It got lost.
His luggage never got on the next train.
Right, yep.
Now, I don't, you know, I can't say he created that, but...
But it seems like he did.
it seemed like he did, and even if he didn't, even if that would have happened, he spent a month concerned about it, worried about it, not enjoying, you know, letting it get in the way of stuff, of his thinking and joy and happiness. And then it finally happens. So I just think a positive attitude is so important.
Yeah. Right. I think often the things that you worry about do come true.
Yep.
And I don't know
so
whether...
That's, you know, and that's why a lot of the quotes are uplifting and positive, because mm-hmm. I want to plant that seed in people to stay more positive in their life.
Right. Now, Alan, are there more quote books in your future?
Oh, good thing you asked. There are two actually coming out this year, end of this year. One is called The Art of Living Joyfully. And then the other one, which is going to be a great one for next Valentine's Day or any holiday, is called Words of Love, mm-hmm. Quotations from the Heart.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then, Alan, would you tell us about anything more you want to say about the books or services or products that you have, and how the listeners can locate your books?
They can, you know, they can put my name in Amazon or any other bookseller online, and one way to do that, and just have to spell my name right, which mm-hmm. is Alenkleein. And they could also go to my website. I have all my books there, and that's www.alenkleein.com. Mm-hmm. All the books are there. There's articles there, uplifting articles, information about my keynote speeches and what I do.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I thank you very much, Alan. This has been interesting, and I hope that some of the listeners that want to be uplifted or those who want to remain uplifted will pick up some of your books, because I know these help. So I thank you.
Great. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate being on your show.
Thank you. Growing up around his family's Sunrise Health Food Store in Roseland, Illinois, Daniel Chapman, my last guest, founder and CEO of Red Remedies, has lived in the world of natural products for his entire life. After graduation from Trinity Christian College with a B.S. in Business Management, Dan returned to Sunrise to bring the company from a family hobby to a profitable business, while never losing focus on his primary goal to help individuals put their health and their lives in order, proving that it is possible to put people before profit and still run a business. Mr. Chapman decided to expand his focus on improving the lives of others by launching Red Remedies, with origins dating back to 1961, when the first Sunrise Health Food Store opened its doors. Red Remedies has evolved into a leading natural health supplement provider and an advocate for a holistic approach to wellness. With two retail outlets and national distributions, Red, which means to put in order, Remedies, is holding true to its pledge to provide customers with only the highest quality of natural health solutions. Daniel currently resides in Illinois with his wife, Valerie, and his two sons, Wiley and Eli, and is active in his local Christian community, serving on the board of directors of South Point Youth for Christ for the past 17 years, and the board of Bible League International for the past 13 years. He considers his faith to be a driving force behind his commitment to helping others and giving back to his community. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dan, and I look forward to hearing what you can tell me about maintaining a healthy lifestyle. First, Dan, as the founder and CEO, can you briefly explain what Red Remedies are?
Absolutely. Red Remedies is a natural medicine company. I define natural medicine as using any natural ingredient in order to bring about something that we are trying to address. Red Remedies, the word red means to put in order, which is what we do in the natural foods industry. Is Red Remedies makes products that helps people put their lives, as it relates to health, back in order. And like I said, we will use any natural ingredient in order to accomplish that end. We specialize in using herbs from around the world. We certainly use vitamins, minerals, amino acids. We use aromatherapy. Any natural ingredient that's going to help support the body to bring about positive change as it relates to health.
Mm-hmm. Then, Dan, what prompted you to enter the natural health and supplement industry?
Well, my family entered the health food industry just over 50 years ago. That brings us back to around the 1950s, specifically my mother, who at that time would have been in her mid-20s, was very, very ill. And as she was sick as a child, and as she was just coming into adulthood, a lot of those childhood illnesses were really catching up to her. Mm-hmm. She was having significant feelings of anxiety, tendencies towards depression. My mother was fatigued most all day. We would classify her today as having environmental sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
She did not understand at that time why different foods and smells would give her just overwhelming feelings of anxiety and fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And she found her solution in changing her diet and introducing herbs and other nutritional supplements that helped bring about health in her life. And as a result of that, my parents opened a health food store in 1961 in the South Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
I have two stores today still in the South Chicago area, and it's been an exciting road for us to really just see so many lives changed when they make a connection between what they put in their bodies and the way that their body responds.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then what is your advice to maintain a well-rounded, healthy lifestyle?
Well, first of all, balance. And balance, I believe, in really all areas of life. And I know oftentimes what I focus on is the food-related or the nutritional part of somebody's life. And so if we start there, there are some things that we need to eliminate first, and I believe we should eliminate as much as we possibly can, artificial ingredients, specifically artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, and preservatives, and products that you would consider really to not be real food.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are things that we can buy in the aisles of grocery stores. And if you look at the ingredients, they're made up of significantly artificial or changed ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we start with eliminating some of those things, I think we ought to have a balance in the rest of the foods that we eat, focusing as much as possible on eating organic foods wherever we can. But I think it's important that we don't feel like we can't have a treat. We shouldn't just live on treats. I don't think we should feel like we can't have a cup of coffee as long as we don't drink a pot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to have a well-rounded and balanced diet. One of the things that I learned growing up is that I learned to appreciate the flavor and the textures of all foods. And so oftentimes what we eat are things that we are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
We have a certain idea or an expectation when we sit down to a meal. And if that meal doesn't meet that expectation, we think the food doesn't taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to take a little bit of time and to appreciate foods that are eaten around the world. We have such a variety of foods available to us here in the U.S., and it's important to have a well-balanced diet. And then I'll say, in addition to that, for a truly healthy lifestyle, I do think we need to have balance in all the other areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
Most certainly physical, we need to have good activity on a daily basis. We need to have balance socially as well as spiritually.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you mentioned having a treat. I read some research last week, and they did a study on a group of people that wanted to lose weight. And one group had a 300-calorie breakfast, and the other group had a 600-calorie, but they added a slice of chocolate cake. And at the end of 16 weeks, they found that both groups had lost the same amount of weight. I can't remember whether it was 24 pounds or something like that. But at the end of the 32 weeks, the group that had the chocolate cake had lost another 15, 16 pounds. But the group that did not have the chocolate cake had gained back 22 pounds. And they felt that because people want their sweets, that they lose the motivation after a certain amount of time, and that chocolate cake had helped them continue going. Now, I don't eat any sugar, so that wouldn't work for me. But it seemed to work for the people that they had in that sample?
It, you know, I think it's important, and really what that shows me is it shows me that food and eating is emotional as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just about food, but it's about the emotions tied to that. And it's important to pay attention and to address both the physical as well as the emotional.
Right, right. The holistic approach again.
Absolutely.
Dan, what do you see as the main trends in the industry recently?
Well, recently, I think it's interesting how people are looking for that Dr. Oz miracle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there are many, many people that pay attention to what he says and seek out the ingredients that he's recommending. And if I look at that with a bit of perspective, people really are truly looking for answers to the health concerns that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found over the last 50 years is that I find that it is incredibly rare that an individual finds a real solution to the issue that they're having in a single ingredient or vitamin or herb.
Right, right.
So even though they might be looking naturally, our bodies are much, much more complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we are doing at Red Remedies is we find that solutions to difficult health issues can be found when we take a look at not just the narrow issue that a person might be addressing, but that we support the body within the context of everything that might be going on, not just with that specific issue,
mm-hmm.
but there's always some, I'll call them peripheral issues going on as well. And so I find that people can find really good natural solutions when we take formulas, much more so than if we just look for a single ingredient or an herb or a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really one of the things that I see Dr. Oz doing is promoting kind of very odd, oftentimes, single ingredients or even single extracts of ingredients. And
mm-hmm.
I don't see balance within that approach.
No, I don't either. I was thinking as you were talking, I take herbs for my prostate. I reached 76, I guess it was, or 77 before I had a problem, which is unusual because most men have it at about
mm-hmm.
55, but because I
mm-hmm.
eat so many fruit and vegetables, it was delayed. And so I use herbs, but at one point they weren't working, and so the naturopathic physician added 3 colostrum capsules in the morning and 3 at night. Well, what happened is that the seasonal allergies that I developed after Hurricane Isabel in 2003 disappeared. So I haven't had any allergies for 2 years when I added that one more thing to whatever else I had done as far as diet and all for my allergies. And that apparently was the one additional thing that was needed in order to wipe that problem out. So I was using it for the prostate, but it helped with my seasonal allergies.
You're exactly right. Our bodies are connected, and we need to remember that. You know, oftentimes in the health food industry, we always complain about the drug industry that works in isolation. You know, we have the doctor that works on a specific organ or a specific disease or a specific body part. And one of the things that we do is we treat the body the same way
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes don't recognize it. And it's so important to me that we treat the specific issue within context of the body. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And I think the public tend to think that there is one thing they can take that's going to solve the problem because, you know, penicillin and all of the magic things in the past. And I think they have become conditioned to that. And I see this a lot on Facebook, where if I look at some of the cancer sites, and they'll come up with this will cure it and that will cure it. Well, they're coming up with one thing that cures it, but it to me, it's not one thing. And when I read what when the alternative physicians are using, they're not using one thing either. And for example, when I had lung cancer, I used Laetril. And a lot of the people on Facebook also use that, but it wasn't just the Laetril. I was using pancreatic enzymes. I was using all kinds of supplements. I was using prayer, meditation, visualization. I was using a whole variety of interventions. It wasn't just the Laetril. So I don't think that one thing, as you say, will take care of something, but the public are oriented in that way.
You're exactly right. We tend to want to give an individual what they're asking for instead of do the slightly more difficult thing, which mm-hmm. is to educate them a little further and give them a real solution.
Mm-hmm. Then, Dan, what are some of the health issues that are of major concern to some of the people that come into your business, and how does Red Remedies address those concerns?
Well, most recently, we have been working for people that have, well, I'll say just your carbohydrate addicts,
mm-hmm.
for people that have a sweet tooth all the way to that individual that might be a binge eater. We've done quite a bit of work there and launched a product called Crave Stop a few months ago that's having a pretty dramatic influence on those people to work to bring balance to blood sugar levels in the body to literally help eliminate that craving for another carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what's important in that is as much as that is wonderful to do and very, very important, it does also take the individual to take responsibility and to choose the appropriate carbohydrate next time so we can bring about real change. So Crave Stop is the type of product that's going to be able to support the body so you can make good choices, a good change down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a partner product for that called Injoy, I-N-J-O-Y, which is not just to elevate mood, and it's certainly used for that individual who is just having a tough time in life, the type of individual who maybe just wants to lock themselves in a dark room and stay there and not have any social activities. Injoy helps bring them from that dark mood to a place of joy. But Injoy is designed to be partnered with Crave Stop for individuals that have an emotional eating trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something bad happens and their solution is to go eat food.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that a little earlier. So it's the physical part in Crave Stop and then the emotional component in Injoy. And we've found that partnering those two products together has been a pretty remarkable tool in helping bring about change in people's lives. And so that's kind of the area that we've been working in most recently as it relates to people that might have a little too much weight on and we need to lose some of that weight. We can also integrate into that a product called Thyroid Strong,
mm-hmm.
designed to strengthen thyroid function and True Energy, which is going to help with the stress involved in all of those issues together.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at that as a whole real weight management solution as opposed to a magic pill approach where an individual might buy a bottle and think that that product is going to solve their issues. And we say, okay, these products are going to be helpful. They're going to be very good for you, but you need to be a part of the solution as well.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do the work for you. These products aren't going to do the work for you. They are your tools so
mm-hmm.
we can bring about change if you're interested.
Mm-hmm. Dan, would you tell us about services, how the listeners can reach you, and anything else you'd like to say about your business?
Certainly. You can find more information on our website at redremedies.com, and red is R-E-D-D, remedies.com. You can also reach us toll-free at 888-453-5058. And what I'd like to say is just what we're interested in at Red Remedies is providing products to an individual that can bring about real change in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be so happy to be a part of that journey for individuals that need to be healthier than where we're at today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Dan. I, as always, appreciate this, and I enjoy talking with you. You have such interesting ideas about holism, and I concur with them completely, so I always enjoy talking with you.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Carl. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it as well.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope there has been something of value to you. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all of the old shows archived that are free for your listening enjoyment. You can also sign up for the free monthly newsletter on healthy holistic aging, or you can go to products and find ebooks and a CD and my last book for sale. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.